Thank you all very much. We're the Dillards, for those of you who never saw us before in your life, and probably at the moment don't give a rat's knuckle if you ever see us again. We're all from Salem, Missouri, which is a little town back in the Ozarks. And listening to this kind of music, I know people that listen to bluegrass for the first time, what they usually do, they go right out the door and spit up, and maybe never hear it again. So I think it's important that our personalities enter into it, which those of us that have them, of course. This is Dean over here on the right playing the mandolin. This is Cousin Herb Peterson on the five-string banjo and the shirt. My name is Mitch. This, of course, is Rodney Dillard, who we have with us to remind you that every 60 seconds, mental illness strikes somewhere in our country. And back here we have... did you think for 1 minute I wouldn't feel that right? Our drummer back there, Paul York, looking very much like some sort of a well-pleased drunken walrus. What we're going to do, we started off with a couple of things to let you know what bluegrass is all about. And now we're going to do you some things from our part of the country in the order in which we arrive at them, starting off with an old story that we made up before we ever came out here 7 years ago. A story about a man back home made moonshine whiskey, which you hardly ever get out here, and you're not missing anything. You know, it's rotten stuff. And it's all right if you want to get too drunk, you have to hang on to the grass, lean against the ground and everything. Wake up in the morning with a mouth like a bat's armpit. But we had, you know, everybody back there drinks it, and this is the result that we have with us.
I never asked to be born.
If you had, they'd have turned you down, Rod. We had this old man back home who made good moonshine whiskey. He made it for 25 consecutive years, hand-running, without ever going to jail or having any of his neighbors come down with the Philippine fall parts or anything. And, you know, it wasn't they didn't know he's making, even the, you know, sheriff knew he's making moonshine whiskey. He used to park his lavender pickup truck in front of the only store in town of a Saturday and load 5 100-pound sacks of sugar in the back of it. And I don't know how much y'all know about making moonshine, but they sure knew he wasn't making fudge up there. The reason, you know, this is true. I used to be a school teacher in the Ozarks. I'm sorry to admit that in present company. And I taught one of this guy's two daughters in school. He had two daughters who helped him with a still, a couple of typical teenage Ozark toads. Well, girls in the Ozarks haven't got a chance anyway, you know. Wearing bib overalls, all lumpy in the wrong places, and their feet are all beat out like canoe paddles and everything. And these two girls helped their daddy with the preparation of the still, what we call big woolly girls at home. Have an Ozark saying, type of girl, if you lifted up one arm, two bats, and a whippoorwill fly out. Which gets it roughly, and that's what they were. At any rate, one of these girls, one of the daughters, the oldest ones, I remember I had her in the eighth grade, and I had Samantha in the fourth. She was just a mammoth girl, you know, all covered with hair and zits and whatnot. She was the pretty one. She and her sister helped the old man with the preparation of the product. So since we have the material for a new song and a true one, we made up a song called Dooley, and we're going to whip you off a spasm of it right now.
By the bushel and glasses by the drum.